I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia is moving forward with a partial Medicaid expansion. That's despite a Trump administration decision to block a partial expansion under the Affordable Care Act in Utah. Georgia is in the process of drafting waivers that would give a targeted group of people government-backed insurance coverage through Medicaid or the ACA. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind, Governor Brian Kemp's press secretary, Cody Hall, said the state's plan hasn't changed.
Going into this conversation, the three main considerations are how we lower costs, how we increase access to those that are currently uninsured, and then how do we improve the quality of health outcomes across the board.
Governor Kemp has made it clear that the state will not explore full Medicaid expansion. Lawyers for Georgia's election officials are rejecting allegations that the state destroyed evidence related to its outdated voting system. Election integrity advocates and Georgia voters filed a lawsuit in 2017. They claim the state began destroying evidence days after the suit's filing and has continued to do so as the case moved forward. The state's lawyers call those allegations a desperate attempt to distract the court. They write that all of the evidence alleged to have been destroyed still exists. Well, Atlanta will soon add lessons about the South's racist history on markers placed next to four historic monuments. The first of the panels could be installed as early as tomorrow at the 1911 Peace Monument in Atlanta's Piedmont Park. The monument, which commemorates post-Civil War reconciliation, will get context, noting that its inscription promotes a narrative centered on white veterans while ignoring African Americans. And the city of Atlanta is receiving nearly $1 million to attract business and investment into economically distressed areas. The Rockefeller Foundation is awarding the money over a two-year period to promote private investment created by Opportunity Zones, established under the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. There are 26 of these zones in Atlanta. They provide incentives to investors by reducing or eliminating capital gains tax if the gains are reinvested into the communities. Well, when people are victims of violence or disaster, they often get not only medical attention, but counseling as well. That's to help with mental trauma. Often overlooked is the trauma felt by those who help the victims.
My partner and I mean, we're 50-something-year-old men. We're standing in the hallway in the hospital ER just crying and hugging each other.
So where do emergency response personnel turn for help? That story this afternoon on All Things Considered and online at gpbnews.org. In sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Washington Nationals in extra innings yesterday, the final score 5-4. After giving up a lead in the ninth inning, the Braves retook the lead in the 10th thanks to a Josh Donaldson home run. Atlanta returns to SunTrust Park this evening to start a four-game series with the Cincinnati Reds. First pitch at 7:20 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.